staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I did my Thursday trip to the farmer's market, had delightful interactions with people there. It's marvelous. It really is marvelous. But then I went, I've made the habit of going from the farmer's market to Abundant Living to hit the juice bar and get a few other things usually. But today, as similar to what happened on Tuesday, a young lady, Allie, short for Allison, came up to me and we talked. She shared about, because I guess it was Tuesday, I delivered to her some kefir. Her kefir died. And so I, you know, because it grows like crazy for me, I provided some her, and we talked a bit about it. But what I realized is that this young lady is about 20, I think she says she's 27. Her husband actually showed up while I was there. And we've greeted each other before. And I know her more than my own family. And that's troubling. I've known her actually for many years. She's the one that invited me to go see her. She does participate in a local dance company. But I should know my own kids more. And this is a concern. I desire this. I desire to know, you know, she's the one I talked about her house being hit with trees down and so forth. And like I said, I know a lot of details about her life, and she knows about mine. I can't say the same thing about my own kids, or especially my own wife. I still desire this, and I will continue to pursue it, because I love my family, because I'm a follower of Lord Jesus Christ, and because I really love my wife, Dorothy Jane. I love you.